USA Radio News.
The death toll for wildfires burning in Northern California's Campfire rose to at least 42 people, making it the deadliest wildfire ever in the state. President Trump did approve a major disaster declaration in California. Robert Spangl is a volunteer firefighter helping where he can.
We're definitely able to save some properties from going up. There's three or four that these guys got to that would definitely be gone.
The automatic recount of ballots continues in Florida today. Now they have until 3 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday to have all those ballots counted. Charles Spies was with the Romney campaign in 2008. He doesn't believe there's enough ballots that will change this election.
The margins that both Governor-elect DeSantis and current Governor Scott have are insurmountable. So you're seeing a lot of legal wrangling.
Defense Secretary James Mattis will travel to McAllen, Texas tomorrow to visit with troops along the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Amazon will divide its new headquarters between Crystal City in Northern Virginia and Long Island City in Queens, New York. The split decision means each location can expect as many as 50,000 jobs and roughly a $5 billion investment. A retired Army paratrooper and West Virginia lawmaker is already launching a 2020 run for president. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Saying he wants to restore the Democratic Party's blue-collar roots, State Senator Richard Ojeda filed his campaign committee paperwork with the Federal Election Commission on Sunday, Veterans Day. The military veteran known for his tattoos and populist message lost a congressional race to a Republican in West Virginia this month. Ojeda's of Mexican descent. He'd been elected to the West Virginia Senate in 2016 and became a champion of teachers during their fight for better pay and benefits.
Democrat Kyrsten Sinema won the Arizona Senate race. She will be replacing Jeff Flake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There are many great people to look up to as leaders, one of them being Sir Winston Churchill. Now, Churchill stood firmly in his beliefs when everyone doubted him. He was a visionary leader in most people's opinion and immune from the consensus of the day. Well, I had a chance to chat with Andrew Roberts. He's the author of a new book titled Churchill, Walking with Destiny. And one of the things I asked him was what today's leaders can learn from Churchill.
An enormous amount. The whole book really is a story of the secrets of Churchill's leadership techniques. His physical courage, of course, was innate to him, but also his moral courage, his willingness not to use focus groups or opinion polls, but entirely to say what he believed and what he thought the future should be. He had great foresight, not just to see the Nazis and Hitler before the Second World War for what they were, but also after the Second World War. He was able to see the Soviets and Stalin in their real colours as well, and said so very bravely in his Iron Curtain speech, which was denounced by everybody, but was very soon proved to be correct. He also was a tremendously eloquent man, and he worked immensely hard on his speeches. He wrote all his own speeches. And so I think that those are three things there that that most leaders throughout history have been able to see as really great qualities.
Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.